Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. What a blessing it is to have the Word of the Living God before us. Our Creator, our Lord, our God wants to communicate with us. He wants us to know Him and His Son Jesus, and He wants us to know His ways and then be able to live out those ways before His eyes. We go to Him in prayer as we begin our studies, as always. And so, if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we just honor You. We give You all splendor, glory. And Lord, You deserve to be praised, so we give You praise. We say, our God is the God. And Lord, we are so grateful today for Jesus. We're thankful that You've given us Your Word, that we can discover these things. And Lord, we're grateful that You've given us Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and to empower us to live according to that truth. And that's our prayer today. Do that for us, we ask. Lord, we want to be pleasing in Your eyes, and I just pray that You'll bless our time of study together. And I ask this in Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Not Offended. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 16, and verse 1. The apostle John wrote how Jesus told His disciples, "When the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, He shall testify of Me, and you shall also bear witness, because you have been with Me from the beginning." And in chapter 16, in verse 1 of his book, John shared how Jesus told His disciples, "These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended." Where we read, "These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended." The verse reads, "These things have I spoken unto you." John began with the words, "these things," which means the words of Jesus concerning people hating Him, His Father and His disciples, as well as Jesus sending the Comforter to them to help them. "I have spoken unto you," or "have I, Jesus, uttered, declared, and proclaimed to you, disciples of Jesus, for the following reason." John shared how Jesus shared His words about people hating Him and them and sending the Holy Spirit to guide them, for the following reason. The verse continues, "that you should not be offended." John added the words, "that you should not be," which means so you, disciples of Jesus, will not in any way exist as offended or stumbled, impeded, and tripped as if to fall. John shared how Jesus said He told them these things so they would not be stumbled or tripped up when persecution and hatred happens to them. When we think through John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus was protecting His disciples from the persecution and hatred that was certain to come their way. We should remember the chapters and verses in the Bible were inserted by people, so easier access to certain passages could be made. And this verse is a continuation of Jesus' words in our previous chapter. Jesus had a reason for giving His Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to His disciples because they would soon be in need of His presence to guide them through perilous times to come. God loves people, and He desires to care for them through a personal relationship with His Son, Jesus. When they yield their lives to Jesus, they put themselves in the best care that may ever be found for all eternity. And those who are wise surrender themselves to the only One who can forgive their sins and grant them everlasting life with God. Next time we see John share how Jesus tells His disciples, "They shall put you out of the synagogues." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word, in Jesus' name.